Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Have you checked your tax bill recently? I'm sure you have. Maria Pappas, the treasurer of Cook County, is on a phone line now. She's been checking your tax bill and your property taxes specifically, and she joins us now. Maria, welcome to WGN.
Oh, WGN, you're the best. You even broadcast down in West Virginia, where I'm from. So
oh, no
I really
kidding.
Like WGN. Yeah.
So you're a Joe Manchin fan?
Yeah.
He's one of the reasonable voices, I think. Okay, so you've been looking at property taxes here, and the number says the total tax tab went up by 99% over the past 20 years, while the cost of living went up just 36%. Tell me about those numbers.
So that includes the 550 governments in the county of Cook, including the city of Chicago. So we went up from $7 billion to $15 billion, but if you just take Chicago alone, I've divided this into quadrants, and you deal with residential only in the city, it's up 164% from $1.3 billion to $3.5 billion. If you go to commercial in the city, it's up 81% from $1.9 billion to $3.4 billion. So you can get to, and we had a million people in September come to this site, CookCountyTreasurer.com. We have been gathering and programming since March. So let me tell you what we've done. If you get to CookCountyTreasurer.com, you can punch your property tax history, and it will give you exactly how much it went up each year for 20 years. It will also tell you, to the tune of $79 million, if you ever overpaid during those 20 years. And then to the tune of $48 million, it will assist you in determining whether or not you got your exemptions. Homeowner, you have to have lived in the house for a year, and this goes back 4 years. So if you're a millennial and you don't know what a homeowner's exemption is, and you're in your sixth year of homeownership, and you've never applied for a homeowner exemption, I owe you $2,000.
Okay, so that's some good news, but Treasurer, the restaurants are closing. It snowed today. I don't know if it's good advice to have people go look at their tax history right now.
You know what? I realize it's snowing. My knee tells me what the weather is. I know what the weather is, and I know that things are closing. But what happens because things are closing and the weather is the way it is that people are sitting at home, and there's not a whole lot to do, which is why my site's getting a million hits.
You mentioned that business properties saw a smaller increase than residential. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with everybody looking at this. There have been several studies on this. There have been several studies by the Civic Federation and various government entities and just everybody's come up with solutions on this already. The problem is that we haven't enacted any. And my solution is a little bit different than any of the solutions that have been proposed. You've got 550 governments here. On CookCountyTreasurer.com, you've got their financial statements, their debt, this property tax history. I want you to realize something extraordinary, which is who votes in this city. In this city, this latest primary, 2020, 2.1 million people were of voting age. 26% of the 2.1 turned out to vote. And citywide, since 2011, on average, only 28% of the people vote. So 75% of the people, Steve, don't go to the polls. So how can you say I'm upset about my taxes if you don't even get motivated to go and register to vote?
That's a good point.
We have a serious problem. So now look at the suburbs. I'm going to give you some numbers in the suburbs here. The 2020 primary in suburban Cook County, 1.8 million people are of voting age. You know how many turned out?
How many?
24%. So you got, on average, since 2011, 26% of the people voting in the suburbs, 28% of the people voting in the city, which means, on average, 75% of the citizens, countywide, 5.5 million people, don't vote. So if you've got this vast voting population of people who don't vote, it makes it pretty hard to complain about what's going on, because all the previous studies says, you know what, you got to go to Springfield and you have to change all the system. No, you have to go to your local government.
So when we get the property tax bill, is all of our property tax bill locally levied? Or, you know what I'm saying?
It's locally levied, yes.
Yeah, all
so
of it.
Part of this report goes into the levy. Now, Steve, nobody wakes up in the morning and says, what's the levy?
Right.
They just don't do it. So there are 558 individual taxing districts. 39 have doubled their levy extension. 39. But here's what's interesting. You've got a breakdown between home rule, and there's 82 of that 500 and some odd, can do as they please. They don't need to go out on referendum. 476 are non-home rule. That means Springfield has said you can't go over 5%. And if you go over 5%, you've got to go to the voters. So now listen to these statistics. 82 times home rule, they don't need voter approval, have raised taxes, property taxes, to the tune of $1.4 billion over the last 20 years.
Okay.
Non-home rule, which is 476 governments, raised taxes by $3.2 billion with the approval of voters. Now, which voters? The voters are 25% of the voting people. So I'm going to show you something really interesting here. Morton Grove Park District is non-home rule. There's 19,000 registered voters in Morton Grove. And they just passed an $821,000 deal there.
A tax hike.
Yeah. Do you know how many people voted?
How many?
2,700 said yes, 1,600 said no, and 19,000 were registered, but only 4,000 of the 19,000 went out and voted.
It's a really good point. So if you're looking at your tax bill, you should be looking at and being, because none of us really follows local government very much outside the city of Chicago. Inside the city of Chicago, the mayor is proposing an annual cost of living sort of increase in the property taxes. So that takes the heat off some aldermen who, you know, wouldn't have to approve it every year. Is that a good way to go or a bad way to go?
You know, I wouldn't want to be in her shoes right now.
Yeah.
She's in the same mess I was in when I came in here. I had no systems. I didn't have a staff. I had $30 million worth of checks on the floor. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And when you go in the front door, you've got to put a staff together to handle the mess. And it's a mess because the way you're going to do things is different from how somebody else did it. So I would give the best advice that I could give any politician, mayor, president of the county board, suburban elected. I've been around now 32 years. You know, I'm not, I didn't come onto the block yesterday. This is Pappas's words of wisdom to fellow elected officials.
I thought you were 34 years old.
I just hit 72.
Oh, good for you.
You know what I'm going to do for my next election if anybody tries to run against me?
What?
I'm going to stand up with a walker and I'm going to say I'm a senior citizen. Get out of my face. You can't beat me.
When was the first time you ran? You were Cook County Commissioner first, right?
Yes.
The biggest reason I voted for you, Maria, is because you were out on the sidewalk shaking people's hands.
And I still do that.
Do you? Yeah. I mean,
I was out yesterday. I was in a church. There were 600 people there. I am a one-on-one, 300 people. It was a huge Polish church.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Polish Heritage Month.
Well, so, I hope you were socially distanced, Maria.
Yeah, I was socially distanced. I mean, you try and be socially distanced, but, you know, I mean, you do what you can. You know, I just want to say something because I want to tell you what's happening with the real estate market. So let's assume that I'm the senior and I drop dead and now the kid gets the will and he opens up the will and it says, you know, you got the house. You really think that kid's going to want the house that I've been living in for 30 years with the kind of tax bill that's on it?
Oh,
you think
great.
The kid wants a $26,000 tax bill when a kid's only making 60 grand because they reduced the salary to 80% and took away the bonus? They're going to take that apartment and sell it for half of what I bought it because nobody else is going to want it either. So this is the beginning of getting people to understand these kinds of numbers. These kinds of numbers. I'm going to give you a bond referendum, and I don't even know where this is. Rivas Township High School in Stickney, in Stickney. This is a high school. They had a bond referendum just recently, and it passed, a $45 million bond. There's 17,000 people that are registered out there, and 4,000 voted. 2,600 voted yes out of the 17,000, and a $45 million bond deal passed, which eventually becomes, most of it, a property tax increase.
And all 17,000 of those voters are going to be paying for that.
Yeah, but they all complain.
Right.
They all complain, but they didn't do anything. This study came out much differently than I thought it would. I thought I was going to say, you know, let's go to Springfield and change the way we fund. No, let's go to each of these 550 governments and find out what they're doing and get involved in it.
Maria Pappas is the treasurer of Cook County, and she's a little fired up. So people find out more information where?
On CookCountyTreasurer.com.
So did you make a little news here? Or are you saying you're not going to run for re-election?
Oh, no, I'm running. Let me tell you something, Steve. You get this straight. They want me out of here right. So badly, I ain't going anywhere. I am going to sip my you-know-what down here. I am not going anywhere. I defy anybody to come in here. This kid ran against me the last time. I killed him with 83%. Bring him on. I'm in the ring. You want to run against me? Come on. Let's fight.
Maria Pappas, we'll talk again.
Okay, Steve, thanks.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.